Welcome everybody. Shir number 995. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the Halachos of Mayim Achroinim. Trying to finish up. So, interesting thing. The reference to we've been talking about interruptions, hefsek, and so on. So there is a sif in our sim in Kuf Pei Alf. There's a sif in the Shulchan Aruch that talks about who washes first. Who you start with, we're not going to get into the whole thing. It's not so much Negei L'maisa, but L'maisa, the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, I mean, it's Negei L'maisa, but it's in those days it was a little bit different how they had the Suda, how people sitting around the table and so on. But L'maisa, the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, it brings down that, today we're Noig, in general, we're Noig, he said nowadays we're not really knowing so much in that seder that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. He brings on the bottom from various different opinions like that, but Lamaisa, he does say the godel of the table, whoever's the godel at the table, right? Whether it's a chashev de kapers or whatever, the head of the household, whatever the case is, so they would wash first. So that's an interesting thing. That Lamaisa, that's the minig, but he does bring down there is the Bir Halacha did say. It's a good thing. It's not, again, you don't have to do this. I think many people don't have this, but it's a good thing to do if it's possible. The Bir Halacha does say that, that if you have quite a number of people, to put out a few different, kama kelim lemayim achroinim, kadesh lo yitzarchu hamsugim, there shouldn't be a major time delay, that the people sitting around the table shouldn't have a major time delay, like we said, chof beis ama, which is brought down as far as the official time delay, between 12, 14 seconds, okay, as close to that as possible. So the Bir Halacha does say, and the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos brings it down like that also, that to bring down various, if there's a larger crowd of people, to bring down various, a few different kalim, like we said, larger kalim or whatever the case is, in conjunction with the shear, how much to wash. We said officially there's no shear of water. That's an interesting thing to keep in mind. Like, you don't need, like, by washing for bread, you need a revius, right? But over here, there's no official shear. You just have to make sure that you cover, there's no official amount. You just have to make sure that the water covers till the second knuckle. So that's really a shear, but it's not like an official shear, like whereby you have at least a revius. You need a revius. Otherwise, it gets very complicated when you're washing for bread. By Mayim Achroinim, you don't have that, we saw, but you have to make sure that you do wash to the second knuckle. Now, so you see it a lot of times, sometimes in shul, right? There's a larger crowd, so you'll see that they'll bring out three or four or five different, the cups, whatever it is, for washing for my machroinim in conjunction with the, to cover the right amount of the hand, so they'll bring out quite a few. So that's an important thing. The Bir Halacha does say that not to have just one, if there's one or two people, if let's say two or three people at the table, okay, so that's not going to take so long. But if it's going to take a longer amount of time, the Bir Halacha does say that to bring out, whether it's two or three or four, kamakalim like this, there's not a major time delay, and people could bench as soon as possible and as close as possible to the mayim achroinim. So we spoke about last time the story brought down, interesting, somebody came to the Arizal, correctly brought down the dirshu, the whole story in conjunction with how important it is to wash Mayim Achroinim as close to benching as possible. Okay. He does say also, just the Piskei Tshuvos says an interesting thing, just we spoke, again, it's also something that we spoke about in the past, as reference to drying your hands, we said, it's a machlokes whether you have to dry your hands, not to dry your hands. So some say, but we saw by Netilas Adayim, you have to dry your hands when you're washing for bread. By Mayim Achroinim, you don't really have to dry your hands, but the Evid for sure not. But there are those who did say you should dry your hands, like we saw. So he says, Shekein Nochen Lechatchila Lenagev, says the Piskei Tshuvos in Ois Yud Aleph, Shekein Nochen Lechatchila Lenagev Yodav, one should try and dry their hands, Lechatchila, Lotzeis Das Kulam, to cover all Shitas. In general, it's a good thing, where possible in Halacha, a person wants to be careful to cover all Shitas, if it's possible. If you can't, you can't. That's why, obviously, that's what Halacha is all about. We teach that sometimes the various different opinions a person has to know. We try and cover all opinions if you you can't, so a person has to know and find out and learn how to work with the specific halacha that they are involved in at that time. But in general, where possible, if it's easy, that lashon is brought down also, it's brought down in various different forms. If something is easy to do, to cover all opinions, why not? You know, you do something. So in this case also, if a person could quickly just dry their hands, to let's say stas kulam, he brings down, why not do that? L'chatchila, that's a good thing to do. Vim yadeh sheyadav, so he brings down an interesting thing. So if a person knows that the hands were not dirty at all, right, and there was no question of zuama, no filth, no dirt, which is one of the reasons for the mayim achrayim, so why then are they washing mayim achrayim? But we said, we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, some bring down al pi kabbalah, so the ma'aseh, we still do wash mayim achrayim. So over there, he says, it might be efshel lahakol b'negev, then it could be it's easier if somebody didn't wipe their hands, because if you have washed your hands from dirt, you wash off the dirt, now you want to wipe your hands. But if it was just, your hands were perfectly clean, you're just doing al pi kabbalah, just to be mekayim the mitzvah, which is what one should do, then it could be it's easier if somebody did not dry their hands. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Okay, we'll stop here. He does bring down at the end, even over there, l'chatchila, if it's possible to wipe your hands. But again, we want to know the different levels. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, bracha, kol tov.